This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Pennsylvania man Brian Hagerich is back at home after being held in Turks and Caicos since February when authorities found ammunition in his luggage. Tourists in Turks and Caicos detained for ammunition face charges that carry a minimum 12-year prison sentence, but a judge ruled in Hagerich's favor. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin briefly transferred power to a deputy Friday night as he underwent a medical procedure. He resumed his duties shortly afterward. The Memorial Day holiday travel rush means 38 million Americans could hit the road this holiday weekend. ABC's Stephanie Ramos has the latest on what it could cost drivers.
Gas prices are down from a month ago, but still a bit higher than last year. The current average sits at $3.60. But where you fuel up matters. Californians are feeling the pinch with prices over $5 a gallon, while Mississippians are enjoying a relative bargain at around $3.
This is ABC News. The family of Morgan Spurlock has shared the documentarian's battle with cancer has come to an end. ABC's Steve Osunsami reports.
The family of Morgan Spurlock is announcing that cancer has tragically cut his life short. He's the award-winning documentary filmmaker who spent much of his career helping Americans live healthier and longer. He's best known for his classic 2004 film Super Size Me, where he gained more than 20 pounds after a 30-day diet of fast food. The film was celebrated as a wake-up call to worldwide consumers of burgers and french fries.
Spurlock's found his career jeopardized by his addiction and sexual misconduct accusations. He's admitted culpability to both. Morgan Spurlock was 53 years old. The Biden administration now says it's in contact with the families of the American missionaries that were killed in Haiti this past week and are extending their deepest condolences. A U.S. official says the U.S. embassy in Haiti is aware of several hundred Americans believed to be still inside the country. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher tells us in our updated forecast today to expect mostly sunny and mild conditions, a high in the mid-70s. Clouds moving in tonight, a chance of rain toward morning with a low of 52. Sunday, cloudy, occasional rain, maybe some thunderstorms, and cooler, 66. Sunday night, showers ending early, partly cloudy overnight, a low of 50. Memorial Day Monday, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, a few showers possible, with a high at 71.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, Star-Spangled Banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Wake up
from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
He was born in the Bitterroot Valley in the early morning rain. Wild geese over the water, heading north and home again. Bringing a warm wind from the south, bringing the first taste of the spring. His mother took him to her breast, softly she did sing. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart. Give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. His mother died that summer and he never learned to cry. He never knew his father, and he never did ask why. And he never knew the answers that would make an easy way. But he learned to know the wilderness and to be a man that way. His mother's brother took him into his family and his home, gave him a hand that he could lean on and the strength to call his own. And he learned to be a farmer, and he learned to love the land, and he learned to read the seasons, and he learned to make a stand. Oh, Montana, give this child a home, give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes, give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. On the eve of his 21st birthday, he set out on his own. He was 30 years in running, but he found his way back home, riding a storm across the mountains and an aching in his heart. Said he came to turn the pages and to make a brand new start. Now he never told the story of the time that he was gone. Some say he was a lawyer, some say he was a John. There was something in the city that he said he couldn't breathe. There was something in the country that he said he couldn't leave. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light. His eyes, give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana sky. Now some say he was crazy, some are glad he's gone. Some of us will miss him, we'll try to carry on. Giving a voice to the forest, giving a voice to the dawn, giving a voice to the wilderness and the land that he lived on. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother.
That's a classic hit from John Denver and Emmy Lou Harris. Good morning, kids. It is wake-up time, 5:08 on your Saturday morning. Adam Hess with you. Hey, we're at 45 degrees, looking for a very comfortable high today in the middle 70s. Here's classic Roy Clark.
Seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. Guess that's why now I feel so old. Before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about, and every conversation I can now recall, concerns itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played. Seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday when I was young.
Seniors of Dodgeville High School, you did it. Congratulations on your graduation and best wishes for what lies ahead. Here's to your success from the People's Community Bank, Burnham Lumber, Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl in Saginaw, Michigan, the daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love to Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest track in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're a wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father in a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. For the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed.
Bakersfield.
That I'd steal, and I thanked him as I was leaving, and I headed out for Bakersfield. Say you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel, but how many of you that's sitting just me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I want to thank our customers for trusting us with your appliance needs. Also, please keep your ears peeled to WRCO to win a Gladiator all-black refrigerator with delivery as part of the Father's Day call-in contest. Please stop by Memorial Day, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a flash event on in-stock inventory. It'll be a great way to kick off your summer with some in-store and rebate savings now through the end of the week.
The Milwaukee Brewers were victorious last night in interleague action. They beat the Boston Red Sox, an old AL East rival. Final score 7-2. It was Washington 6-1 over Seattle, and the Yankees blank San Diego 8-0. American League Finals, Kansas City over Tampa Bay 8-1. Detroit a 6-2 win over Toronto. Minnesota one better than Texas 3-2. Baltimore two better than the Chi Sox 6-4. Houston doubled up on Oakland 6-3, and Cleveland pounded the Angels 10-4. One game in the National League postponed due to weather, the Cubs at St. Louis. Finals include Pittsburgh defeating Atlanta 11-5, San Fran 8, the Mets 7, Cincinnati a 9-6 win over the Dodgers, and Arizona 3-2 over Philly, one shutout in the National League, Miami blanked Arizona 3-0. Luka Doncic hit the go-ahead three-pointer and posted his fifth triple-double of this playoffs. That would lead the Dallas Mavericks to a 109-108 win and a 2-0 lead on the Minnesota Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals. Doncic finished with 32. Barclay Goodrow scored at 14:01 in overtime, and the New York Rangers beat the Florida Panthers 2-1 last night in Game 2 to even the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL. That's a look at sports for your Saturday.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Great music for the great music.
music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
It's 4 in the morning, and what's more of the dawning? Just woke up, the wanting in me. Wishing I'd never met her, knowing if I'd forget her, how much better off she would be. The longer I hold on, and the longer this goes on, the harder that it's gonna be. But it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning, just woke up, the wanting in me. I never deserved her, God knows when I hurt her, that's the last thing that I want to do. She tries, but she can't tell how she feels, but I know too well what she's going through. If I love her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. But it's 4 in the morning, and what's more, the dawning just woke up, the warning in me. Last night I told her this time it's all over, making 10 times I've told her goodbye. Last night we broke up, this morning I woke up, and for the 10th time I'm changing my mind. I saw more love in her eyes when I left her than most foolish men will ever see. And it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up, the warning in me. It's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up, the warning in me. Wishing I
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCOFM Civic Media and on Facebook.com.
Explain it, 'cause there's really nothing different at all. The sun still burns, the earth still turns, and the winter still follows the fall. I knew that it wouldn't be easy for my heart to find somebody new, but I never thought it still would be broken in two these years after you. They tell me time is a natural healer, it kinda smooths the pain away. But this hurting within hasn't yet given in, and it's been over 2,000 days. I still remember the taste of your kisses and your eyes that were beautifully blue. And I can still hear the sound of your voice when you said we were through these years after you.
Years after years after years,
I'm still crying.
Tears after years after years,
I'm still trying to make it through these years after you. There've been mornings when I couldn't wake up. There've been evenings when I couldn't sleep. My life will be fine for months at a time. Then I'll break down and cry for a week. 'Cause when I told you I'd love you forever, I know you didn't think it was true. But forever is nothing compared to some nights I've been through in these years after.
Country and community, it's your weekend wake up with John Conley, Years After You, at 528, and we're at 45 degrees with mostly clear skies throughout the area. Thanks ever so much for making us a part of your weekend get together. Here's Gene Watson, it's a memory with a 14 karat mind.
I still recall the morning that I met you, standing out in front of Wilson's Five and Dime. Just like a fool, I thought that I could please you. I saw you had an eye for things that shine. I paid $7 sawmill for a bracelet just to satisfy your 14-karat mind. Virginia was not enough to keep you satisfied. 'Cause a man that's got a sawmill occupation can't afford to feed a rich girl's appetite. I wonder if you're still with Willie Jackson. Sometimes I wonder if he's still alive. Children, just to satisfy your 14-karat mind. Laying by these railroad tracks in Denver, with a hurting head and a half a pint of wine. Everything except my soul has been surrendered, just to satisfy your 14-karat mind. Just to satisfy your 14-karat mind.
It's a classic country cut.
Classic country.
From WRCO-FM.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh my, oh. Me gotta go. Down the bayou, my Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
see my Meshazamio. Big guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Meshazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. See my Meshazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
It's a MeTV television theme memory.
MeTV.
From WRCO-FM.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year.
Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local and remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business, ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, that is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roy.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
In a little cafe just the other side of the border, sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking away, but she belonged to that fat man Jose. And I knew, yes I knew I should leave, but I heard her say, in my arms, she felt so inviting. I just couldn't resist it, just one little kiss, so exciting. Then I heard the guitar player say, Vamos, Jose's on his way. And I knew, yes, I knew I should run. When I looked, the cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble, plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand, and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose,
so big.
classic country, Johnny Duncan and Janie Fricke. It's all part of your weekend wake up. 541, 44 clear skies right now. I'm going to expect a high somewhere near 75. Going to be a great day. Hey, Donna, thanks for listening. We also have the Jensen Street crew out in Mesa joining us, which is impressive because it's like 341 out there. Here's one for you, Donna. It's Vince Gill and High Lonesome Sound on your, yeah, you, Donna, weekend wake up.
Sweet.
Today's show is powered by Mountain Dew and Bad Decisions.
Just what you're after. Everybody knows it's all about the trip. Hey, 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 been on the highest mountain, reaching for the stars, got as close as I could get. Lit it up bright and burned it out cold. I played my hand, nothing left to show. Should I go left when right's been all wrong? Should I head south? I came from. Now I'm on my way down with no provisions, smelling like cigarettes and bad decisions. Hey, 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 nothing wrong with believing, following your heart and sticking to your guns. Rhyme or reason, gotta know when to walk away, know when you're done. Now I'm on my way down with no provisions, smelling like cigarettes and bad decisions. Out of places to go, out of people to see. Seems this old town's got nothing left for me. Guess I'm open up wide, swallow my pride. Hang on tight, gonna be a bumpy decisions.
It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Azeka, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
Frida comes, Frida goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along.
Her daddy is a doctor, mother is a debutante, pillars of society. Living in a mansion somewhere in the country, say she is too good for me. Frida is a rich girl, daddy's little sweet girl, pretty as a sunny day. Frida never does do what she doesn't want to, Frida never has to pay.
Frida comes, Frida goes, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along.
Is her nature running all around the town? Everybody wants to and everybody tries to, but nobody can hold her down. Frida is so kind, and Frida is so gentle, love her little sexy ways. Frida, what would you do if I said I love you? Frida, would you run away?
Frida come, Frida go, tells me yes and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays.
When she don't, she just runs away. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along. Frida goes, yeah. Frida goes, tells me yes, and then she tells me no. Frida never stays long. Frida's moving along. When she wants, Frida stays. When she don't,
100.9.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America still use the telephone book? Don't miss your chance to reach them. Get your business listed in the Richland County phone book. Call Henry today at 608-485-1201 and secure your spot before the deadline on May 25th. Don't miss out. Be where your customers are looking. Call now.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Grains and oil seeds had a mostly higher trend heading into Memorial Day weekend. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Garrett Toy, president of Ag Trader Talk, tells Brownfield that corn, soybeans, and wheat are all trading on a combination of technicals and fundamentals right now.
You know, we've been choppy. I think you're seeing some corrections in the intermarket spreads a little bit. Feed grains are supported this week. Beans have been kind of lackluster. We had a bit of a head fake overnight. You know, the candle looked pretty good with buying on weakness. And we actually were able to take July beans up and test that May 7th high. And then promptly failed, and closed lower. So, you know, it was a bit of a mixed number, or mixed reaction, I guess, because we had the strong technicals. I do think, the Brazilian cash guys are saying that yesterday was a better day of farmer marketing out of Brazil, that the CFR values were weaker for China. So the fact that we were kind of strong overnight, I think the market wanted to fade those numbers. On the other hand here, you know, wheat continues to rally. I think corn is a follower to wheat, but, the Dees corn chart looks actually kind of decent. You know, we've held this trend line the last three sessions off of those February lows, and we've had higher lows here. That 492 and 3/4 area, the 200-day moving average where we saw fairly significant selling last week, could be tested here again.
Toy says that for all of the attention paid to U.S. weather, world weather is impacting wheat in a big way.
You know, we've had a drought in Russia. We've had frost in early May in Russia. The Russian wheat crop has gone from 92 million metric ton down to, I would say, the market's probably trading an 80 to 83 million metric ton. Just on lost production, and then we're torn between, that's caught the attention of the institutional money. And that's caused some short covering, some buying in here. But then, at the same time, you've got combines running in Texas and harvest is starting here in the U.S. So, it's making it, muddying the waters here. I mean, it's going to give the producer, the wheat producer in the U.S. an opportunity to make some sales here at harvest, just what the doctor ordered.
Here's Megan Grebner.
Thanks, John. Direct cash cattle trade activity was mostly quiet Friday. Following Thursday's active day of business, for the week, Southern live deals were up mostly $187, a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress business had a full range of $300 to $304, steady to $5 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. It was another solid week of business in Missouri, according to Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture.
Some really big volumes at the local barns around the state this week.
As far as sales this week, a part load of heavy four weights brought 371. We had a load of 540-pound steers bring 361 and a half for a top. The average on those light fives this week is about 332. In far southern Missouri, I had almost three loads sell at one time, 602 pounds at 332. That's a really good price on those calves there. A part load of seven weight steers brought 291 and a quarter. And then some eight weights. We had several loads of heavy eight weights pushing almost 900 pounds, one load just over nine. And a lot of those loads are bringing, you know, either side of 250 there. One of the loads brought almost 252. On the heifer side this week, had a load of 310-pound heifers, again, far southern Missouri. They brought 310 with the average on all those light five weights around the state at 295. Then those seven-weight heifers that we talk about every week, several loads once again this week. There was six or seven loads scattered around different barns that all brought 254, right up almost to 255. Then if we look at that slaughter cow, the cull cow market, again, you know, it's still staying right up there with all that demand for lean beef. Top cow this week at 157, and you know, about all the average cows around will bring either side of 130 right now. The bull market really strong as well. We had $1.97 top this week for a cull bull, and most all those bulls will bring 165, 170 on average.
Thanks, Tony. And to wrap up, according to the weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were steady and feeder pigs were $3 lower. The USDA says demand was steady to weak for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was $41.50. The weighted average for all feeder pigs, $65.60. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
WRCO 100.9.